Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pyrian Loves Anime.
Hello.
We all know how much Pyrian loves anime, and I got in contact with Crunchyroll. They're actually sponsoring this, and we're going to do a commentary track of a couple of really interesting animes.
Yeah.
You guys can watch along and let us know. We're not going to watch with the subtitles, so we're going to have to sort of figure out what's going on, but I'm sure we'll be able to work it out.
We're honestly, we can cook up a plot better than the writers of these so-called cartoons.
Yeah. So today we're going to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Have you
heard of that? It's quite a famous one.
I've only seen like three animes.
Okay, well, this is good. I've not seen this either. So, you know, we're all going in blind.
Okay.
Right. If you're listening to this on the podcast or watching it on our YouTube channel, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to load up Crunchyroll. There is a free trial, so you've got no excuse. And find this episode, the first episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Watch along with
this
us.
This is going to be a sync point, okay? So pause this video or whatever, but I'm going to sync. You ready? And I'm going to play the video
in time.
3, 2, 1,
play.
Go. Okay.
Here we go.
We're rolling.
Health warning. If you are an adult or have a mind, do not watch this film.
No, this is obviously just an FBI copyright warning.
Right.
You know, it's like Japanese.
The FBI
government
will arrest you if you watch this.
1868. So
it's in the past. Okay.
So it's just before World War One,
and we've got a load of
well before World War One.
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness,
God.
Jesus!
Okay, what happened to that guy?
Looks like he watched too much anime.
Why? So this guy's got a green moustache.
Yeah.
He's a full anime, but he isn't dead.
Get his ring.
Oh, it's an expensive looking ring.
Are they thinking about, like, stealing the ring?
I don't know. Have they arrived on the scene, or were they in the coach and they're like, wow.
I think their coach.
No, look, he's got terrible brown teeth.
He's got bad teeth.
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
I reckon they're vampires. The purple ones are vampires.
I'm going to say he's a bad guy, Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, why would he be a vampire with those teeth? The green moustache guy is a good guy. Look what he found in the case. Some sort of
a mask.
Some sort of
it's
ancient
Dracula's face.
What's it called? What is it?
A mask.
Kabuki.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
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 He's not dead.
He's like, take the ring. That's fine. That was just a Father's Day gift I didn't care for. But leave the mask.
Leave the mask. It hides my shade.
His mustache and his eyes and his hair and his suit all match.
Yeah, that's, but
he's livened it up with that little neckerchief.
It's an artistic choice.
But this stuff all matches too. Look, he's wearing purple and he's got shadow on his face. But he's a baddie.
Notice the background as well. It goes from purple to green.
Wow, he cries so much.
It's the rain. It's not actually
him
crying.
No, that was him crying. What, so had his eyes just pulled up with water because he'd been lying there for so long, so he tilted his head.
Yeah.
Mm. It was like when you move a bit of garden furniture and all the water comes off it.
That's exactly what happened. So this creepy old man, do you think these guys came down from up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they caused the crash?
That's an expression.
Jesus.
What is he thinking?
Well, we'd have to... I wouldn't be
oh my
sure,
God, he's
Lewis,
bald,
unless
B-flex.
We had a... He's bald.
He's one of yours.
Like, you're bald. Please don't take my hair.
Are you on his team now?
Yeah, team old guy. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. It's got a life of its
why
own.
Why is it... Why'd it go to a black screen?
Is it going
to
slap onto someone's face? Is that what's... Is it going to be like a face hugger?
It's the prequel to The Mask.
Oh.
12.
Somebody stop me! That's going to be a 12 line.
12 years ago? 12 years later?
Earlier.
12 years earlier.
Must have been.
Is this the same guy, but his hair's blue now? Because he's got the same sort of moustache.
So they are vampires!
Is he?
I told you!
He's a
now, is that a different old bald guy? And now cut to another scene! Just 5 seconds is all we needed there.
Oh, it's old bald guy.
There's old man.
Oh, there he is.
Get my magic mask! She's just like, let me finish this chapter. Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, it's a different guy. He's...
Wow, I wish I could read that. It's probably very descriptive.
That's just the credits.
Oh.
Relax.
He looks like a piece of shit as well.
Oh, easily
cut. Next scene.
Wow.
It's fast moving.
I like
this,
that transition, though. The bottle was like a screen wipe.
So we've got Count Dracula and his young son. They're eating meat.
Well, now cut to another scene. What? Jesus Christ. What is this? It's like you got the attention span of a 2-year-old. Here, eat some money. With the bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get him. This guy's the local tough.
And he's got bad teeth as well. Does that mean he's a bad guy?
Oh, he's going to get full.
Look, so do you know what? That's like an English breakfast there.
Oh, my goodness. Are we
cut.
Now in a
next
different
scene.
Place? That's... Oh, they're playing piggy in the middle.
More local ruffians. You know what, Lewis? Whenever you have local ruffians, one has a rounded hat, one has a flattish cap. Always.
I've seen this before. Yeah, this is what it used to be like.
They look like bad guys. Look at their faces.
Yeah.
There's no way you can... Oh, she looks like a good person.
She's crying.
that's made them so happy.
Where's the little cloud over her head? I'm disappointed.
Dracula. Dracula's son is here.
He made a big deal about that 1-foot jump. Oh, I think he's running. He goes,
shoulder bash.
Drink his blood.
Oh my God, look, he's tickling him. Yeah. Oh. All right, yeah.
He's
going to pee on him. Definitely going to pee on him.
Oh my God, he's doing it. He's doing it right now. That is awful.
That's gross.
That upset me as much as that horse with the spikes in at the start.
This guy's like, oh, Jonathan Joestar? That's Joestar. A name. For
that
sure.
must be his name.
Yeah.
I see from your handkerchief your name is Jonathan Joestar.
I think it's before he got turned to a vampire.
And they're going
to
beat him up some more. She's just looking like, oh my goodness, if only someone would run and help him.
Where's my food? All you've brought me is a plate of money and some beans.
Stuck to your face.
You must deliver this letter.
To Joseph Joestar.
In Liverpool.
Bucharest. Was it Bucharest?
I don't know. Does it say?
It's moving so fast. Like every scene is like 10 seconds long.
It's exciting. Everything's happening. I like it.
Cut
He's still getting beaten
this guy
up.
This is
the longest scene we've had so far.
Yeah.
Of Count Dracula's son.
He looks fine
owned.
Though. He's lost some pride. I feel like in Japanese culture, perhaps getting your ass kicked is more about the shame than the ass kicking. You know what I mean?
Don't help me up. I've
He's
taken
like,
a beating, but I can still get up.
I'm a vampire. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I'm a proud member of the blue-haired cult.
She's got a lot of character going on here. She just says nout.
She is well fleshed out.
He's got a whole bunch of shit to say here. Come on, say something, love.
David Production.
I'm going to change my name to David Production.
Okay, now we're in the graveyard.
Okay, so...
Marlon Brando?
Dario Brando.
Dario Brando.
It's Marlon Brando's... He died at the age of 53.
Died in 1880.
So good maths. Good on-the-fly maths there.
He
had to deliver a letter to a dead guy. He's like, what do I do with it now?
Just post it into the ground.
Oh, no, it's for
tell
Joseph
me that
Joestar. That's Dario Don Darien.
Yeah, that was Dario Brando. You're right. More credits? Is this still going on?
It's mostly...
No, anime credits end like at the end of the episode.
She's right. Like, could I... Would this blood come out of white handkerchiefs?
Oh, if she drinks it, she'll become a vampire too.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what she's going to do with it. Mm. Oh.
I want to know is, he's super rich. He lives in a mansion, but somehow he got beaten up by those local toughs. Just kick him off. You own the land, presumably. Get out. You're not allowed to live here anymore.
Is JoJo here? The protagonist of JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Joey JoJo Jr. Shabadoo. That's this guy's name.
Joey JoJo.
That's the worst name I ever heard.
Joey JoJo Jr. Shabadoo. Come on.
That's just his. Well, you know I'm a badass now. Oh, what is the text flying out of his face?
Oh.
He's like, wow, you're impressive from that jump and the way letters shoot out of your nose when you do something cool. Hey, let's be friends.
He's like, no, man.
I don't know. Our hair's different color and our eyes.
Oh.
Danny the dog. Get it, Danny.
Danny.
Oh, the dog's completely insane. He normally does what I tell him.
Uh-oh.
Ah. Oh, my God, what? Did he just punch that dog?
What? Okay, that's it.
And now it's time to fight.
It's fisticuffs.
Have you noticed that these two characters are almost identical, barring the hair?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Killed it.
You monster.
I wonder what their inner dialogue is. He punched my dog. Now I must kill him. I think he wants to fight me because I punched his dog to death. Oh, hey, sir. Just killed your dog. No offense.
No. It's like, say hello to our new guest, your long-lost brother.
The dog killer.
Dog. He's Bobo.
Bobo. Is this Bobo? It's a Bobo and JoJo?
It must be.
Okay.
I can't.
Why wouldn't it be?
Mm.
This guy's nose is badly drawn in that scene.
So is that the guy with the moustache at the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a weird looking nose, actually. What's going on with
that? This is very poorly drawn.
It's like a double nose.
Look at that drawing there.
The noses are strange, aren't they?
Why do they have weird... Yeah, I've just noticed.
They're really weird.
Okay, I guess we're not going to be able
to... They've got a little tiny penis hanging on top of their nose.
I think that's it, yeah.
Oh, a kindly old man.
Oh, Danny's fine.
Look at that.
Where's that behind him? Is that like a fallout shelter?
It looked like him, yeah, just in case.
Oh my God, what's going on there?
What is this? Like, this suddenly cuts to a shot. It's like a loading screen while it's loading the next scene. It's just like a very minimal animation. Oh, cut back to...
When he was obviously having a moment in his mind there trying to figure out...
His hair's changed between him arriving and him going up the stairs.
It keeps... Have you noticed growing. It keeps like...
Don't touch my bag. That's got my dog-killing gear in it.
Oh, flipping out.
He's having a right old chat with him.
He's got red eyes. He's got to be bad, right?
So...
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Now, oh my goodness.
By the way, if you ever do...
Time he's been beaten up today.
Oh, he's going to... What's he doing with his ear?
He's going to lick it. He's going to nibble it.
You don't need this earlobe, do you? I collect them.
Just imagine how my tongue would feel right going right down your ear.
Hmm.
Oh.
This is such a weird... It's very slightly dominant homosexual relationship where this one guy's turned up, the other guy's just let him tickle his earlobe. He killed his dog, he's beat him up twice. And if someone was holding my earlobe, I'd get the fuck off my earlobe. What are you doing? I'm just going to take off upstairs now.
Put the mask on. Someone put the mask on.
Well, no. So the mask keeps getting in shot. Now, why would it be mounted up there for a start on its own like that without...
Do you see its little vampire teeth as well?
Oh, his dad kicks his ass too.
He's hit him with a dildo.
Yeah. He's
Oh my God. What is...
He spilled the blood.
We had to kill five virgins for that
Look
blood.
At their meat. Their meal is just meat and two veg. I feel like they've done their research on what a British family would eat.
That's right, yeah. There's a little
or
muffin
a euphemism.
On a small plate.
Euphemism.
Yeah.
Jesus, he only spilled a glass of wine. This other guy, he knows how to drink wine. Look
blood,
at his,
not wine.
Look at his face.
Right, so now...
Fight Club.
Yeah, this is. I'm going to learn to beat that uppity shit.
I will train.
Ass.
This someone said weedy. He's pretty big muscles.
This can't be real. This has got to be in his head, right?
No, he's going to learn to
this
fight.
Got to be his
the local toughs. Oh, but guess who's here?
Oh dear.
Uh oh. He's kicked my ass twice and he licked my ear. Oh, that zoom. What was that?
Whoa, Bobo.
It's a challenger.
God, he is buff. Actually,
no. This can't be real. This has got to be a dream, right?
Right, maybe.
No, they just wanted a fight to keep us awake, Lewis.
Punch. Oh.
This is when you play against someone who's much better than you at Street Fighter yeah. and they just block everything. He's got him now.
Uh-oh.
Right in the gut. He's going to puke.
Spray.
Why is this? It just cuts to these weird close-ups of them thinking or saying something, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to grab him and put his tongue in his ear. Watch, you wait.
Like, what is he? Is he thinking, yeah, I've punched him in there? I mean, what could he possibly be saying or thinking at this point?
It's split second, you know, thoughts.
In that split second, we have to have a close up of him saying, yeah, I may have kicked him in the face, but I didn't hit him in the balls yet. Like, you know, he's planning his next move?
Your mind goes fast in these high adrenaline.
That's true.
He's friends with all the kind of scumbags, the local hat wearers.
Yeah, they've got the hat club. You know, no two hats the same. Look, they've all got a different hat. That's good.
I think they're not allowed to have more than one person with the same hat.
Oh, the good guy. Here he is. He got punched in the
He's lost an eye. Look at that. Oh, look, he's not in the group. Did you see from that shot?
Yeah.
So clever. Group of people with a spotlight on, one guy on his own with a spotlight on him. I wonder what it's saying.
Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man! No wonder you lost.
You fool. So,
what does that say?
Joey
Jojo. Buy our breakfast cereal.
No, that was a break, commercial break, okay. that's got cut, I think. So now we're back with him. He's weedy again.
Yeah. What happened to his muscles?
The weird thing is, he has to sit in it. He sits in a tree like an 8-year-old, right? His best friend is a dog, but he's clearly huge.
He's Charlie Brown.
It's bizarre.
Are these guys like actually only sort of 12, 13? Is that the idea?
No, I don't think so, but I'm saying he acts like that.
Yeah. He's definitely.
And his father still scolds him for spilling his wine at the dinner table, and he runs out like a little boy. It's like, well, he's clearly
and
not.
And those guys are adults as well. They're just running away.
I mean, he's
weird.
Got crow's feet, for God's sake. You're telling me he's meant to be a kid? Come on.
It does feel like they should be kids.
Do they? Maybe they're vampires, though, so maybe they just are immortal.
I've seen no evidence of vampires. Slower. Vampires don't eat meat and two vegetables. They don't have a nice bit of broccoli for dinner,
They've had a glass of blood, and the mask has got
teeth. It was red wine.
And there's bat motifs on their castle. I mean...
Cut to the sky. Why not?
I think he's just having a breakdown, basically.
His dog's like, I wish that guy killed me.
Danny,
but they've really like drawn the dick quite big there, haven't they, on the dog?
But they've kind of subtly said that if you look, you can see a dog's dick. But you don't need to see it.
She's seen it.
She actually does look like she might be a child, whereas he looks like a grown man. Surprise fucking surprise.
She left a load of...
That dog! Look at the drawing on that dog!
Jonathan Joestar.
That's him. Jojo.
Oh, thanks for the berries!
We see his name quite often in the show, don't we?
Yeah, it's in case you forgot it from 5 minutes ago, Duncan.
I probably had it, actually. Look at
share?
That dog.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, shit, that looks a lot of fun.
So, hang on, this is, again, like, the dream world. Okay?
No, this is them...
I don't think there's been a dream world.
This is showing them falling for each other.
No, it's not like a montage.
Yeah, it's a montage.
So years passed, and we slowly carved our names into trees.
What is he wearing?
He's carving. I wish he'd drawn a picture of like a big pair of boobies or something on the tree with the knife. That would have been funny. Look at this. It's this weird kind of Victorian bathing thing that they've got going on. We've just seen their entire love life flash before in one second. We spent more time on the dog scene.
Meanwhile, this guy.
Oh, no.
He wants to ruin everything.
He's going
to
pee on it.
He's going to mark his territory. No.
Oh, God, they're going to.
Look at his weird fencing gear that he's got on. This is not cool. Don't do it. Run, love.
Because he's going to suck
his
blood.
Nose.
Yeah.
He's going to put his tongue in her ear. Don't do it.
Give me that earlobe.
Oh, he's going to suck her blood.
Oh!
And they're like, whoa! He's kissing her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's busting his shirt off. What's going on?
These lads are just rooting for it. They're like England fans. Oh, God, he kissed her and chucked her in a puddle. I've kissed you now. You're mine. Get out of that puddle. Jojo can't.
Kiss you like that.
Oh my God, he set fire to her hair.
What's happening?
Who knows, dude? I think even with subtitles, we'd be lost.
Is she falling in love with him? Is he like taking her under his spell?
He's thinking about all the paper aeroplanes he'll make for her.
Quick, she's getting away. She's in that bubble.
She's drinking the puddle water.
What is wrong?
Wait.
Don't do that.
To wash off the kiss.
Oh, is he?
Oh, I see.
See, Lewis?
Oh, that makes She'd sense. Rather...
He's like, wow, better cast slap.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this guy's a baddie.
Straight get back in the puddle.
Get back in your puddle.
What a... What a strange oh my God. Set of...
He just snaps a stick off a tree.
Throws it away.
Don't do that. You monster. Hey.
Hey. Aww. And she's like, he'll smell the puddle on me. I better run for it.
I've damaged goods now that I fell in that puddle. I'm not good enough for him.
See, you know what all these cuts are? Is because just in case you can't figure out for yourself what the characters are thinking, it cuts to that sort of weird patterned overlay.
Oh, I see where they tell
and then
you
they
what
say,
they're thinking.
Here's what I'm thinking, audience.
What
in
did
case
I
you
do?
Yeah, he's like, that was strange. Why'd she run away?
Maybe she was impressed.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
What the? Why is he running? What? What the fuck?
He's going to beat up his
brother.
Oh, my
God. They told him what happened. Those guys, those thugs.
Oh, like, right.
Oh, right.
They were like, oh, why don't you ask your brother?
He's going to get his ass handed to
what
him.
What happened
here?
To her?
He's gone green, look.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
He's
this is when
Super
he changes
Saiyan.
From blue to green.
This is when he turned into a vampire fully.
Oh, this arrogant knob.
You've triggered my trap card, he says. And then a trap door opens up.
If you are going to fight someone, I don't think you run at them. Quite that obviously. Yeah, this is see this is what happens. I'm really working it in there.
He can't stand
up
to
it. Look, you can do it, you're green now.
You need to
he's gone blue again.
Just in case we forgot why he doesn't like him or his emotions here, Lewis, we better cut to an expositionary scene. And now this is about I don't like him, but I do like her, so this is a problem.
What
I better
the shit?
What technical dream
coat? It's a
it's
magic coat.
Really nice lining, anyway. Maybe it's all the pieces are coming together
but
now.
There's a flashback of this episode in this episode.
That's classic.
He's quick with the double punch.
Oh,
but little
knee
did you
to
think.
The head. How do you even do that?
Yeah, grab his hair. Pull his hair off.
Put your thumbs in his eyes.
Yeah.
And then drink his blood. Oh,
he went
yes.
with the old English headbutt. It's a famous move there.
Oh, this is like Star Trek fighting.
Boom. Oh, finally.
Look at his fist and his arm. They're huge. He's like an MMA fighter.
He's finally.
Blam! Wow.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
There's blood on the vampire mark. See, it's got vampire teeth. I told you they're vampires.
Oh,
shit.
Holy. Hang on.
The mask is like, put me on.
Put
I
me
promise
on.
It'll be cool. And he's put like, yeah, why wouldn't this be cool?
Drink his blood.
What?
Yeah, you can't take it, can you? Oh my God, he's got a knife.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Oh, but Dad's there.
And the mask's like, better look normal. Dad is huge. Look at his shoulders. They go on forever.
Both of you have brought dishonor upon this family.
Yeah.
You are banished from Castle
He's turned into
Wolfenstein.
A werewolf. Can be banished from Castle Wolfenstein.
Where's the weird, like, shelter?
Oh, shit,
what's
there's
this?
A crate in leaf box.
Crate in
Who's
my fallout
in
shelter. Better set fire to it. He's just smoking a twig or something. It's like the furnace, I think, or the incinerator.
Maybe, yeah.
Uh-oh, who's in there?
Oh, there's someone
Danny!
In it!
It's Danny the dog!
Oh, no, Danny! Open the door!
Oh, this is horrible.
Who's in it?
He's taking his time thinking about what to do.
What
no,
do
no,
I
we
do?
Don't know! We don't know what happened!
What do I do?
What?
Well, it's not these guys, apparently, unless it's a time problem. And he's, like, arguing whether or not he should... Say hi. He's just creepily looking at her from behind the tree instead.
Oh, who the hell died?
Somebody died.
Somebody's dead.
What?
Someone died
in
the incinerator.
It must have been the dog.
The dog was in the incinerator.
Yeah, must have been.
Oh, it must have been.
Oh my God!
It must have been his brother who put the dog in the incinerator.
What an asshole!
I don't know if he's his brother. I think he's just a butthole that came to stay with them or something. Like in those days, they did used to have people would just go off and stay with someone, didn't they?
Well, like a noble from another place.
He'd be like some
like
other
an exchange
guy.
Student.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was Daddy.
Why was Daddy in the incinerator? Oh,
look at it. Look, I reckon that was the dog's house. Don't you think? Because they had the bowl outside. Mm. Tiny little, like the archetypal doghouse house.
Yeah, that was the dog's house.
I reckon that was the dog's house, Lewis. It's a good thing they showed a shot of it empty with his empty bowl outside.
Right, because you weren't sure.
Yeah.
It helped us figure out what happened.
I reckon he's pissed off about something, this lad.
No, he killed the dog. That's his revenge.
Not much of a revenge, is it? Compared to putting that mask on.
That mask is...
Who do you think's going to put the mask on?
It's looking a lot more creepy, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's it!
Wow. Well, that was a ride and a half. Holy crap. I don't know quite what to say, other than I hope you enjoyed this experimental series.
I want to know if he was a vampire or not.
I know. It leaves you wanting more. it does, doesn't it?
Shit.
I guess we will... You'll have to find out in your own time. Thank you for watching, everybody.
Oy vey.
Did you enjoy that, P-Fax?
God, no, dude. It was many cliches about anime. And it's just...
Wait, if you think that's bad...
Okay, stay tuned.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.